Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Northern Dynasty Minerals Limited announced that the Pebble Limited Partnership and Tom Collier, the former CEO, have each been served with a subpoena issued by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Alaska. The subpoena seeks to introduce documents in connection with a grand jury investigation apparently involving previously disclosed recordings of private conversations regarding the Pebble Project. For example, one tape included Collier discussing Senator Lisa Murkowski's reluctance to act against the Pebble Project.
It's an age-old practice where when you have constituents, you have important people who support you on two sides of an issue. You try to find a way to satisfy them both. You don't choose one or choose the other. You try to satisfy them both. And the way that Senator Murkowski has done that is that when she's asked a question, she says things that don't sound supportive of Pebble. But when it comes time to vote, when it comes time to do something, she never does anything to hurt Pebble. Never. So Lisa Murkowski kills the bill. It doesn't go anywhere. It's the end of it. No problem for us. Dead. But in what's called the committee report, so this is something that's not voted on. It's just a report that's issued by the committee at the time. Lisa Murkowski says, I've got some questions about this Pebble project that I think need to be answered before it can move ahead. So she threw a bone to those constituents that are against us in the committee report, but when it really mattered, she didn't do it.
According to a press release from Northern Dynasty, the company, the Pebble Partnership, and Collier intend to cooperate with the investigation. Northern Dynasty also states that they're not aware of any charges having been filed against any entity or individual regarding the matter and will provide updates on the investigation in its periodic and interim filings and releases.
State Senate President Peter Michicki of Soldotna spoke to KSRM last week regarding the future of commercial fishing in the Cook Inlet. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council voted in December to close down a large area in the Upper Cook Inlet to commercial fishing. The decision came after failed attempts to restructure how salmon runs are managed in the area. Senator Michicki discussed his plans to correct that action in a conversation with KSRM.
The closure of the EEZ, which is the lower half of the inlet where all of us fish, that commercial fish is drifters in Cook Inlet. I have one word for it. The word is unacceptable. But what we need to do, and we've been working with our federal delegation, Sullivan, Murkowski, and Young, about a change that would allow state management in those waters so they can be reopened. In the meantime, we're going to file for a stay so that it can't be closed to give us time to work through that so that our, you know, hundreds of family fishermen in Cook Inlet still have the opportunity to harvest in those waters. Some fishermen only fish in the EEZ. A lot of the guys down south, I'm a drifter, have been since, well, for 30 years, and I fish about two-thirds of my season in the EEZ. So it's a big impact to not only commercial fishermen, but the businesses that provide goods to fishermen, to the processors, to an industry that's very important to the Kenai. So we are not letting go. We've got our teeth in that one, and we're not letting go until we get a solution.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.